86-87. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on one frequency, 106.3 throughout the tri-state area. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk 106.3. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Dwayne Johnson calls for a stunt double, who does The Rock turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When Ham the astronaut said, no more space flights. Who did great minds at NASA turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now, this world-renowned actor slash daredevil has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's the poster child for no cloning.
Paul LaVoy.
And welcome to Speak Out, everybody. Friday, May 28th, 2021. Man, do I love Friday, and especially before a three-day weekend. What do you think, Jeff?
I'm looking forward to a nice 3 days.
I am looking, well, tomorrow's the work for me because I'm getting work done for Monday tomorrow. I'm not going out with the crazies, man. I'm gonna clean the nest. You know, and then get, that's my, you know, my abode, and then I'm going to get news and weather, everything done for Monday so Paulie can sleep in on Monday. Well, actually I can't because I'm doing the flag program with Kiwanis.
That's true.
Like I told you about.
And if you weren't doing that, I would have called you.
Oh, thanks. We're gonna be out and about on Monday putting up, when you see the flags in your neighbor's yard, it's because they've signed up for the flag program from the Kiwanis of Lake Havasu City, where we put flags out 7 holidays a year, and it's for a great donation of $40 for the subscription for the entire year. Anyway, the voice you heard earlier is Jeff Soroka, and most of you don't even know who Jeff Soroka is, but you will after this hour. He is the on-site school manager for Phoenix Truck Driving School.
Good morning.
Presented by Mojave Community College, right?
Yes, sir. That's it.
And I'd like to thank James Jarman, who's probably not even in listening range right now.
No, he's not.
Somewhere in the western United States. I'm not even going to say southwestern. He's in the cool climes of the higher elevations of the state. And he told me he's out of listening range and he's out of internet range.
That's what he told me.
He's out of service, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
So anyway, thank you, James. I know you'll probably listen to the archive later, like you always do. And MCC for providing Jeff Soroka for this interview opportunity. We're going to find out all there is to know about Phoenix Truck Driving School. And guys, if you're out there, you're in the service industry, maybe you're, I don't know, small business, you're just barely making it, and you're thinking, man, I need a way out. I need a way to make some money, and I need a way to have freedom. This is the way to go, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And, you know, unfortunately, since we opened in August, we've only had a day program. So a lot of people out there working just have not had the opportunity to get to that school,
right,
and, you know, and get that career going in truck driving and get that exorbitant salary that these companies are starting
to pay. Are you
being
sarcastic right now?
No, you know.
They really are paying well.
Maybe 20 years ago or 10 years ago or 5 years ago would have been sarcasm. But now, I mean, the rates that they have to pay, there's a truck driver shortage out there.
Right.
And the industry is well aware of it. And they're bleeding when they own trucks that aren't moving.
I have heard that. And we'll probably hear from our friend with Landstar, that, you know, he's a Landstar agent in Pennsylvania and has Sweetwater Express. We'll probably hear from him later on in the show as well to give us some input on what's happening with the rates right now. And you don't think there's inflation out there? If you don't think you're paying more for groceries, for example, or you don't think you're going to be, think again, because transportation rates are going way up. So,
yes, they are.
Anyway, some housekeeping items for this weekend. We have tonight Diamondbacks action, as well as tomorrow night, 6:40 tonight, 7:10 tomorrow. Phoenix Suns basketball on Sunday. They lost to the Lakers last night. Unfortunately, I believe it was 14 points. Just couldn't recover from a really bad third period. And Suns at Lakers, again, they got to steal this one on the road and even it up at two apiece if they want to better their chances at advancing in the playoffs. That is at 12:30 on our sports station. Then we'll join the Diamondbacks in progress on Sunday against the Cardinals, the last game of a four-game series. Diamondbacks, 11 in a row they've lost. 11 in a row. It just continued. I'm not even sure what the answer is. NHL playoffs, we'll have Sunday at 4:30 p.m., and it's a possibility if the Golden Knights win today, they will be in that game that we're covering on Sunday.
Love to see it.
You a Golden Knights fan?
Oh, God, yes.
Really?
Absolutely. Absolutely. How can you not be?
Excellent.
Living within 500 miles of Vegas, you have to be a fan.
I'm a Vegas native, so.
Oh, good for you.
And I'm just not a hockey fan yet. I used to be. We had a semi-pro team way, way, way back in the 70s called the Las Vegas Outlaws.
No.
And I went to every game as a kid. But, yeah. And then Scott, he's a huge, our friend in PA, mm-hmm. he's a huge Penguins fan.
Should be.
Lives and dies by, who's it, Sidney Crosby?
Yeah.
He needs to come and visit
you out here, and you two go to a game.
Well, I think it's going to be the opposite. I think one of these years I'm going to go there during playoff season, and then we're going to go to a playoff game.
That would be nice.
Yeah, we've talked about it. So, all right, we're digressing here into the sports world, but all right, COVID-19 vaccines. June 9th, you have a shot at the literally at the Blue Water Resort and Casino in Parker. Free Pfizer COVID vaccinations for all people 12 years and older. If you're 12 to 17, you must be accompanied by an adult. COVID-19 vaccine day for youth in Havasu at the Havasu Community Health Foundation, 94 Acoma Boulevard, Suite 102, 7:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., and that is on Wednesday, June 9th, for your first shot of the Pfizer vaccine. The second shot of the Pfizer is Wednesday, June 30th. No pre-registration or appointments required. Parent or guardian must accompany minors. So there you have it. All right. We do have our guy on standby, I'm told, in Pennsylvania. So that's great. My producer just told me that.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
On via text.
Excellent.
You're getting the sarcasm, right?
Yes, I am.
Tell me about Phoenix Truck Driving School. Where are you based? By the way, Jeff's my new best friend today.
Because
you brought me a hat.
Brought you a hat. I brought two hats.
Two hats. Two hats. Very cool. Do you wear two hats, by the way?
At the same time, all the time, all day long.
No, because I'm the
on-site manager. On-site manager. I get to pretty much do what I want.
But you have your radio guy hat, and you have your on-site manager hat.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. So anyway, it says Phoenix Truck Driving School in partnership with Mojave Community College. Really sharp gray hat. Right after my heart there, an American flag on the side, and MojaveCDL.com on the back.
The owner of the company started this venture up 25, 30 years ago. I couldn't tell you the exact number, but it's been forever.
Okay.
His name's Doug Prawl. He was born and raised in Blythe, not too far from here. And he settled down in Tucson. That's where he is now. He owns several different companies, and one of them is the truck driving school. It's got locations all over the Southwest. And we opened up this school in Kingman, serving Mojave County, back in August of 2020. So we've only been there about 8 months.
8 months with MCC.
Yeah.
But 30 years.
Yeah, 30 years
training
of
drivers.
Collectively of training drivers. I don't know, thousands of drivers have gone through the program. Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
So, okay, I'm the school's philosophy is just the tool. It's Kingman Truck Driving School or Phoenix Truck Driving School, just the tool to get people working with good-paying jobs in a solid industry.
Simple.
That is.
Doug Prawl, again, the owner, he just wants to put people behind the wheel and give them the opportunity to make a good living.
Okay.
End of story. That's it. And that's what he's been doing for a long time. So he stands by it, and we stand by it just as much as he does. So that's what we're trying to do. Just give people the opportunity to get a good paying job out there. And the trucking industry in itself has changed a lot recently.
How so?
Well, you know, one of the biggest questions that is asked is home time, because everybody's got this notion that, you know, truck driving is still one of those things where you go off and drive cross country for weeks or months at a time.
I really wanted you to talk about it. We talked about this on the phone,
yeah.
And I thought that was really interesting. It used to be a single man's profession.
Totally.
It was
yeah.
really difficult on a family.
It was. It was. But it's just changing. That model is, it's still going to be there. It's always going to be there. But the industry realizes that there's a tremendous need to get more people behind the wheel, and they're going to do that by offering more home time. So more home time means regional routes. You get in the truck, you drive up to Idaho, you come back.
You're out
2-3 days.
So what is this? What is a trip to Idaho? Let's say you pick up from a warehouse here
and
you go to Idaho.
Yeah, 2-3 days out.
Okay.
Then you
so
come
a day
back.
And a half up, a day and a half back.
Yeah.
Plus, you don't have to worry about a hotel room, right?
No, you don't. No.
You got the sleeper.
You just make sure you get your own new. You buy your own new mattress. You have to go and spend a couple hundred dollars on a mattress.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, because the one that comes with the truck is kind of like an air mattress.
Right.
No.
See, this is the kind of information that connects with an individual listener that's out there thinking about making a career change right now. And it's a perfect time to make a career change.
Yeah,
especially with all the money that's out there, right?
Well, an empty truck that sits on the lot, they're paying for these trucks. They're not paid for. The ones that are paid for are gone. They're now in a secondary market. So these trucks.
Well, I don't understand. What do you mean?
When a large freight company, they have to turn over trucks on, you know, every 2-3 years. So seldom are you going to find a truck right now that's older than 2019. So once it reaches maybe 450,000 miles, a lot of these companies get rid of the truck. They bring on the new ones. So there's these brand new trucks sitting in parking lots that are not being driven. They have to pay for those trucks. The lease on them. You know, that monthly payment,
right.
Whether somebody's driving it or not, it would really help if somebody's driving that truck to make the money to make those payments.
So I worked for a gentleman who was an independent trucker on the Alaska pipeline back in the 70s when they were building the pipeline. Yeah. Is there still such a, they called them wildcat truckers, right?
Yeah.
Is there still such a thing in the business?
Sure there is. Yeah. You know, you get your CDL, and then that's where the adventure starts. Are you going to work for somebody for the rest of your life? Do you want to start your own business? Right now, it's just a simple owner-operator kind of situation. What we suggest to people, especially when they're young, we get these people coming in 18, 19 even. They can't cross straight lines yet. Got to wait until they're 21.
Right.
But I would say just over the last 2 months, we've had 5 people under 21 come in. And the laser-focused kids. Makes you proud. It really does.
That really does.
Yeah, it does. It's good to see.
Would it be better if somebody that age is listening right now, because we do have that age listening,
no.
Went into the military and got some heavy equipment experience?
The people that go into the military or have come to us from the military with heavy equipment experience have done well. We teach on manual transmissions or standard transmissions.
Of course.
So, that gives anybody... It keeps the restrictions, that automatic restriction off your license. That means you can go and drive for virtually anybody anywhere. Because it's not just the over-the-road, it's the local places, you know, the tow truck companies, the cement companies,
construction companies, transit companies.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
The smaller mom-and-pop shops, they don't have the money, and they don't have the brand-new trucks necessarily, but some of them do.
Right. What is your graduation rate for somebody that comes in?
Oh, graduation rate for people that go through the entire program and are dedicated 95%?
No kidding.
Yeah.
So you're looking at a room of 10 people, you're probably going to lose one.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Maybe.
Okay.
But we have
why,
this.
Why is that? Is it personalized instruction?
We're not a very big school. You know, we only take 4 people. We only add 4 people every Monday.
Oh, okay.
So we control that number. You get very individualized attention here.
Okay.
You get a lot of time behind the wheel. Unlike, yeah. if you're in a big city, there's usually 5 or 6 different truck driving schools. They're all competing against one another.
Sure.
And they're starting 15, 20, 25, 30 people a week. That's not us.
What about, you were showing me pictures before the show. I can't show them on the air, obviously, but.
Why?
Sorry. Not television, it's radio.
Attempt of humor.
But It was like 3 out of 4 were men. You do have women in the program.
Yeah, we've plenty of women have gone through the program.
No kidding.
Yeah, and they are as slick as the guys going through.
How so?
They just get it. You know, when somebody walks in the door and they go through the class part, and then we send them out to the range. They either know exactly what they're going to do. They're going to be done in 3 weeks. They're going to be out of there. Or they take a little bit longer because they're not as self-assured.
Right.
They don't have the confidence.
Right.
We just had a gentleman. This is a little bit of a segue. He started back in January. He just graduated. Which is another word of saying we never give up on anybody. The normal process is 3 weeks on a range and you're out. That's it.
Oh.
Yeah.
But he just graduated. He started in January.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He just kept going.
You know, you either pick it up fast or you don't.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you don't, that's okay.
Okay.
It's okay.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Let's take a short break. You're like right after my heart when it comes to bumper music. You know, there's only one other person that likes 80s metal or early 80s. One other person on the show is a regular that I get to play it maybe once a month. So I'm going to go to Guns N' Roses.
Oh, please.
Yeah. Oh, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
all
absolutely.
Right.
And you can play the whole song.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So you don't have to talk, right?
Is that no, I don't mind the talk. I don't mind the talking.
All right, Jeff Soroka, my new best friend. Why? Because he brought me swag. We like that. We like the hats, the T-shirts, all of that kind of stuff. And a mask, too, right?
And next week I'm going to bring you a truck.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. So I could commute back and forth a mile to my condo.
No, I'd love to come over here and take you for a drive.
Oh, that would be awesome. I've never been in a semi. I've been in some large vehicles before, but never an 18-wheeler.
We'll find a nice remote spot. I'll even let you drive it.
No, I don't think. Well, okay.
Yeah, why not?
You sure. Just changed my mind.
Okay.
Folks, we're going to take a short break and come back. We'll probably have another guest on the line when we come back, and we're talking to Jeff Soroka. He is the on-site school manager for Phoenix Truck Driving Schools. I'm Paul Lavoie. We'll be right back on Speak Out. There you go, Jeff.
Thank
formal
you.
Name, Ronald James Padovana. It was Ronnie James Dio. Man, that's right there. If I go to hell and I'm stuck with one album to listen to for the rest of my life,
that
Ronnie James Dio's vocals better be on it. That's all I'm saying.
Sweet.
Even if it's Rainbow, I'm okay with that. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Mojave Mortgage, GDK CPA LLC. Also by Springberg McAndrew Financial Services, Patio Paradise, Connected Computer and Technology, Horizon Community Bank, and our newest sponsor, Arizona Krav Maga. And Luca Zana from Arizona Krav Maga will be on the program on Tuesday, right after James Gray from the Partnership for Economic Development. Should be a great day on Tuesday when we come back from the holiday. We had a phone call when we went to break, and we've got our trucking industry expert who joins us on the show every once in a while. Even Jeff's heard of you, Scott.
Absolutely. Big fan.
That's scary. That's
Can't
scary.
Wait for an autograph.
Right. And Scott and I worked together in this business TV many, 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 many years ago. And Scott Badekiefer is our guest from Sweetwater Trucking in Swickley, Pennsylvania. You know how much I like to say that, right?
For certain.
And plus, Jeff's a hockey fan, and you're a huge Penguins fan. So anyway, the trucking industry, and we're talking about the changes that were happening, and you and I were getting into it about it, Scott, last weekend on a telephone call, and the changes that are coming or are already happening with regard to mileage and the availability of rides when you're booking them for Landstar. How's that going?
Right. Well, he's very much correct. The whole industry has exploded. There's a shortage of drivers. There is a massive amount of freight. The last time I was on your show, we were talking about many cargo ships sitting out on the ports and the piers,
yeah,
waiting to come in because of COVID had restricted a lot of that incoming freight.
Right.
So that was one part of it. But we also have retirements, and we have that old guard that's leaving the industry. And so it's very important to get people the right education, to get the right experience, and be in the right position as the industry goes forward.
Interesting. So a young guy looking, possibly thinking about going to truck driving school, like Phoenix Truck Driving School in Kingman through Mojave Community College, prospects are pretty good right now, you would say?
Well, there's a lot of rides out there. There's a lot of seats available. Like he was saying, you don't want equipment sitting there and basically accruing no income and just debt. So there's empty seats. But now there are certain parameters you have to reach. The first step is to go to a trucking school, and I do advise people to get that kind of experience. But the next step for that is to go work for a company that maybe doesn't leave the state, gets you some behind-the-wheel time, works you some local work, gets you some highway experience and some local experience. Because with Landstar, the drivers must be 23 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
They have to have at least 1 year of verifiable experience in the last 3 years. They have a Type A class CDL.
Right.
And they so they have certain markers that they have to achieve to be able to make it with certain companies down the line.
Okay. Scott, we were talking earlier, Jeff and I, about the independent owner-operator, and you deal with those quite a bit. Are their costs going up as far as insurance and that sort of thing? And is it profitable for one to work as an owner-operator anymore?
Well, there's two sides of that. There's obviously the owner-operator, the mom-and-pop that owns his own company, has his own authority. But there's also the individuals that maybe lease to companies like ourselves with Landstar, because Landstar is a 100% owner-operator-based company.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, we do not have company drivers. We only have what we call business capacity owners, BCOs, and they are owner-operators. So a lot of their insurance is absorbed by the lease company that they lease to.
Right, right. Interesting. And, Jeff, you're shaking your head. Do your students know about these types of opportunities, like with Landstar?
Yeah, so that's part of my job is to talk to every single student that comes in. And I usually try and get that out of the way first thing because I want to make sure that they know what they're getting into in all regards.
That's really good.
If they're going to become a CDL operator. The options, like he's suggesting, are varied, and many, some are only owner-operated. Some require the 1 year. Others will take people fresh right out of school.
Mm-hmm.
The insurance cost often determines what the company is going to do because they can be exorbitant.
I was going to say those people that just get out of school would be a higher risk for companies to hire, though, correct?
Yep. Yes, but they're still doing it.
Right,
still, the choices, they're running out of choices, honestly.
And you advise the shorter routes for the newer students?
I advise, you know what? Yeah, let's just talk about maybe the student that comes through and he's 35 years old, looking for a midlife change of career, and his dad was a truck driver, and now he's going to be a truck driver.
Right.
More than anything, I tell people, go out and get a year's worth of experience. Just go drive. That's it. I don't care who you go work for. Just go drive. Within a year's time, you will be hireable by virtually every company out there that requires truck drivers.
Interesting.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then all the opportunity opens up, especially financially.
Now, Scott, was your father a truck driver?
Yeah, my father was a truck driver. My grandfather was a truck driver. Mm-hmm. And I actually drove truck for a short period of time.
No, I didn't even know that about you. Interesting.
Yeah, I had my CDL.
Oh, okay. I thought he was just on the computer terminal end of it.
Yeah, that's pretty common.
Booking rides. But you kind of graduated from that and found the opportunity with Landstar, it sounds like.
Well, the bottom line is I found that I was probably better off on this side of the desk fighting for the drivers instead of fighting with the customers.
No, I can't imagine you fighting with customers. All right. Let's go ahead and take a short break, and we'll come back. And we'll talk a little bit more with Jeff Soroka from Phoenix Truck Driving School, of course, on-site school manager. Scott, he's my new best friend today. Did you know that?
I heard he gave you a sharp cap. That's cool.
That's pretty cool. You should see the logo, man. It's got a Phoenix flying out of the lettering and the logo and that. And
Rays Graphics.
It's Rays Graphics. Yeah, it looks really good.
Hey,
plus, there's an American flag on it.
Befitting.
Yeah, absolutely. Scott Badekeefer's on the phone as well from Sweetwater Express in Sewickley, Pennsylvania. You know how much I like to say that. Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie. We've got a rat problem, Jeff. So I'm going to put some rat on.
I'll just pull my feet up and relax.
All right. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. All right, we're back on Speak Out, and Jeff wants to do a shout-out to, I'm thinking, somebody that he thought about a lot in the 80s.
Oh, gosh.
Tawny Cottain?
Yeah, yeah.
We just lost her.
We did.
Sad.
Unfortunate.
Very sad. She's the, she was a dancer in this video.
Yeah,
right?
she was dancing in a lot of videos, especially White
yeah, White Snake.
The White Snake.
Yeah. And I think that was David Cloverdale's girlfriend
sure
at one point.
It was.
And she was on America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah.
She was a host.
She got into the television later on.
A very photogenic young lady.
Extremely.
All right. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Community College. Also, Better Business Bureau, SamsGuns.com, SunPower by SMA Electric, Herb's Herbs, and by the Lewis team at Coldwell Banker Realty. You got something else, Jeff? Oh, I thought you were trying to get my attention for some reason.
No, I was just so impressed that you did that little shout-out for her. It was cool.
For Tawny Cottain?
She was married to David Coverdale from 89 to 91, but anyway.
Okay, Mr. Google.
That was a great 2 years.
Good job, by the way, Johnny on the spot over there.
Very good.
You got it. You got it.
So we're talking off the air about your practical experience, Jeff, and also Scott. And there are certain things that make the business a little imperfect, right? Like, what is detention time? Who wants to tackle that?
Go ahead.
Jeff can. Oh, I'll take it. Okay. Well, detention time, unfortunately, is a really disturbing trend right now in the industry, especially with the ELDs and controlling the hours of service. Electronic logging devices that we have out in the system right now,
right,
where the trucks, as soon as the truck starts and the truck moves, the driver is on the clock. He's basically on his clock, and they cannot stop that clock until his service hours are up. So if a driver gets up at 7 o'clock in the morning to go make an 8 o'clock delivery in Phoenix, and he sits at the customer from 8 o'clock until noon, then he tries to go get reloaded on his other load after lunch. He gets there, and those hours have been used up, and he might not be able to make it to his destination the next day, which it's a very hard thing to make up for. And and for customers, it's frustrating as well for the customer on the next load.
Mm-hmm.
The battle is to try to minimize the detention time, maximize the driver's hours of service so they can maximize their income.
No, interesting.
And that comes with time.
Yeah.
After you've been out there for a while, you know exactly how you got to operate that vehicle on a daily basis. And it makes
exactly
a world of difference.
Right.
But that makes it a big challenge, though, when you're used to, I'm not going to say people kept 2 logbooks, but they probably did.
Well, they did.
Back in the day.
Or more.
Or more, okay. But
comic books, yeah.
Or what?
Like comic books.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah, well, basically what it would be is a driver wouldn't draw their next line. So in a logbook, you have a line, and you bring it up to that line.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they got pulled over by the DOT or by the police, in most cases, they were basically making their next lines to kind of represent what they had done in the last whatever hours.
Right.
So that it was reflective of a legal day and not an illegal service situation. So it,
right.
But nowadays with the electronic login devices, which they have their strengths, and some of the senior drivers have really taken on to them because now they have supportive fact to say, hey, I can only drive this far. I can't drive any further. My truck will not go any further. I need to take a break. Back in the day, you would have dispatchers meet mean people like myself saying, oh, you have a commitment to our customer. Well, now they have a commitment to themselves because they're no longer forced to drive when tired, and they're no longer forced
right.
to drive when they're out of service or out of hours. So
Scott, before I let you go, what piece of advice would you give the young person that's thinking about going to Phoenix Truck Driving School in Kingman?
Well, Jeff was right. You don't want to necessarily work for somebody else for the rest of your life. Now, you might get into a fit. You might find a company that's spectacular, that has great pay, that has nice home time, that has good benefits, that has a solid piece of equipment and a working customer base that really works for you. But you also have the option of a company such as Landstar, companies with owner-operators who work their own business, who make their own decisions. So there's a balance there, but there are options for the drivers. The drivers don't have to feel as though they are pigeonholed into working for one company for the rest of their life, doing the same thing every day,
That's
every
really
week, every month,
point.
Every year.
Mm-hmm.
So there are so many opportunities out there, and the bottom line is that is the key. There are opportunities out there for anybody that wants to work for them.
Wow, that's awesome. Scott, thanks for joining us from Pennsylvania. Scott Badekiefer, owner of Sweetwater Express and a Landstar agent. And
always my pleasure.
Your knowledge of the business just continually fascinates me, so especially being a TV guy.
There you go.
All right,
you guys
be Scott.
Safe and
Take
have
care.
A great day. Take
thanks,
care.
Scotty. All right, talk to you
Thank
later.
You.
All right, so yeah, lots of knowledge there to draw
Very much
from.
So.
And you thought that was an interesting point that he made, though, about working for yourself and working for a company.
Well, my standard blurb is, like I said before, go out and drive for a year, learn how to drive that vehicle. Then you can start making decisions. But in this industry, more than anything, I suggest people be goal-oriented. And if you're goal-oriented, you tend to reach those goals.
Yeah.
So in maybe 2 to 3 years, get your own vehicle. Maybe in 4 to 5 years, start your own company. And network like crazy.
What do you mean by network?
You know, when you're at a fuel stop, you don't have to just sit there in a corner and, you know, wait for the time you can go back out on the road or wait for your dinner, whatever. You talk to people. You don't know, I always tell people, you never know who your next conceivable partner might be. And we want people to start thinking that way when they're at the school. Talk to the other students. You know, find out what they're doing. It'll help you decide what you're going to do. And stay in contact because you never know what could possibly happen.
Wow, interesting. So we have about 10, maybe 12 minutes left, and I want to invite the listeners to call in if they have any questions. 854-KNTR-928-854-5687. You think you could handle a phone call if we got one?
That'd be great.
Well, because Scott was on the listener line, so I wanted to make sure and let people know that line is now open. And how you mentioned 30-something, 40-something, you know, midlife, I want to make a change, that sort of thing. How old do you get people in their 50s and 60s?
We've had interesting that you would ask that question.
Why is
that?
I have
an answer for it.
Okay.
We've had people as young as 18, as old as 72.
No kidding.
Yeah,
72.
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
And there's no age restriction on the CDL?
Not really, no. Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My son was born in 87. He was a special ed student all through, you know, till now.
So he's 40.
And,
he's 42, 43-ish?
No, he's 33.
Okay.
He got out of high school, and because he's special ed, the state of California, I called, checked, they said, we'll send him to truck driving school. And he did, excelled, And got a job, so he's 18, and a pipeline company driving their dump trucks and stuff.
Nice.
And then he went in, you know, over-the-road trucking when he got 21, and he couldn't even sign his name because he didn't know how to write.
Oh.
After he got out of high school. Yeah, but anyhow, he is now, he just travels. He's a trucker. He's making lots of money. He owns a house. It's all paid for out here in Havasu. And life is good. He comes home, visits dear old dad here about every 3 months for, you know, and then he goes back on the road, lives in a sleeper, and just keeps trucking.
So, dear.
And it's a great job. And all I want to say is parents that got a kid that maybe special ed or something like that, look into it. Yeah, the state might pay for the training, and again, he's a good driver and never a ticket, never nothing, and well liked, and it works.
That's really interesting. And if I keep you on the phone, Jeff, do you have that experience with somebody who might have a disability?
Yeah, you know, not only disabilities, but one thing that comes up really often is test anxiety. The first thing you have to do is get your learner's permit.
Oh, yeah. I know somebody like that. They won't change because of that.
No,
yeah.
You know, they can tear apart an engine and put it back together. But, man, you give them a multiple-choice question, they break down.
Or they got to take that SAE certification test or something.
Yeah.
And yeah, they fall apart. Yeah.
But we get them through it somehow, some way.
Well, in California, they would give you your driving test. You know, you could do the regular one where you check off multiple choice.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll also do it because he can't read. He couldn't read after he got out of high school.
Right.
And talked to him. You know, they told him the questions.
So they had somebody read the test to him, and then he answered it.
And he asked, because he knew the answers, because I kept drilling it into him.
Right.
But, the kid's great. There's no problems. All the other truckers have got kids. They want to, pawn them off to their daughters to get married. No way. He wants to retire when he's 45.
Oh, wow.
That's
awesome. All right. Did you have anything else you want to add? That's a great story.
Yeah, but anyhow, for parents that got a child that might have a problem or something, you know, give it a shot. Call the state. They, instead of paying, you know, welfare and child support for that kid for the rest of their lives, he might be able to get a job, him or her.
Right on.
You know, to work like that, you know, and become a productive person in society, you know, like my son.
Great parenting, man. That's a great story. I really like that. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Is that a common story, though? I've never would have put that together.
No, the stories that come through those doors are as varied and as surprising maybe as that one. We had a couple, that's not probably the best way to put it. We had an aunt and a nephew come through the program.
Okay.
And they wanted to be team drivers. And that's another option out there. If you don't want to drive by yourself, you can drive with a team.
Right.
And a lot of times it's husband and wife couples too. But this particular duo, we'd never seen that one before. But they ended up going out and driving for Schneider. They've been with them for, I think, 3 or 4 months now. And they're enjoying the heck out of it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you have classroom time, you have behind-the-wheel time, but this is from someone from Havasu. It's pretty practical to go up to Kingman. How many days a week would they be in Kingman?
The entire program is either 4 weeks or 3 weeks. It's 4 weeks if you don't get your permit on your own, which most people are perfectly capable of getting a permit on their own.
The permit allows you to what?
Get behind the wheel and practice drive with an instructor.
With an instructor, okay.
Yes, yeah. So if you come to school with the permit, you're going to go out on the road in the range and spend 3 weeks or 120 hours.
Okay.
That's the requirement. Okay.
So you can plan on driving back and forth to Kingman like 5 days a week.
Yes, for 3 weeks. And plenty of people from Lake Havasu have come up. No, not
and Bullhead City, probably.
Bullhead City, Needles, Parker.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then after that 3-4 weeks, are they done with school once they've achieved the CDL?
So 3 weeks out on the road in the range, we teach them how to drive, make big turns, and how to back up three different ways. That's it, pretty much.
I've always wondered how they do those big turns.
You keep your eyes open. Watch out for the cars.
Well, yeah. That's the biggest thing. And pedestrians.
You just make a big turn.
But I mean, there's gotta be a method to it. You know, I mean, I don't want to get into it right now, but that's something that they would learn in class.
You know, that's just it. It just takes practice.
Right.
Right? So.
Cause some of them do it it just amazes me.
It is.
And then they miss me at the same time.
And they miss
you. How do we do that?
Not always, but, I'll admit to everybody who's listening, I hit a stop sign.
Okay.
Just the red octagon stop.
Yeah. But you didn't take it out.
Almost.
So you didn't take it out.
I didn't take it out, but it
good.
Was almost. And
excellent.
I better stop right there. But then after that 3 weeks, you go to MVD, you test, you get your CDL, and by then you probably already got a job lined up, or else we helped you do it.
Wow, interesting. I've always wondered, are the drivers, or is it the place where you picked up the load? Who's responsible for securing the load?
It depends on the situation. If it's a flatbed, it's the driver.
Okay.
If it's a dry van, typically the people that are loading it, because
you
don't touch it. That's like a no-touch freight kind of situation. So they'll secure it, close the door, and then it's up to you to latch it.
So one part of that answer was the driver. So do you teach that as well? I call it being a spider, like tying down a load.
So
you have to think like a spider.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah. Truck driving schools across the board will teach an individual how to pass the CDL exam. That's it. For the most part, that's it. All those little intricacies of driving, you know, how to put fuel in the truck.
Yeah, because
all that you learn on the road.
I was going to say, the guy gets out of school and then, he's driving a flatbed, 6 months out of school, and all of a sudden someone says, I'm not tying that load down, and that's yours.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what I mean, is that something that you teach? Because you're going to run into that.
No, you're going to learn all that on the job.
Oh, that's good.
Then that's the best place for you to learn it.
Okay.
Because every company wants it done differently.
Right.
Yep.
Jeff, tell people how to get a hold of you. If you want to give out your cell, that's fine.
Oh, absolutely.
Or the office. I'm sure we've connected with at least one person and we've been running the ads as well on both stations for Phoenix Truck Driving School.
Super, thank you.
And tell people how to get a hold of you if they want to enroll or they know somebody who wants to enroll.
Okay. Phoenix Truck Driving School is located at the Mojave Community Campus, a college campus, at 1971 Jagerson Avenue in Kingman.
Right.
We're in building 105. We used to be in 108.
105 now.
Yep. Phone number is 928-212-8187.
There you go. 8187. 8187.
That's correct.
212-8187. So if you need that number, I have Jeff's card here, and I can connect you with Jeff as well. And small classes, I like that.
Yeah, small, intimate. We know everybody by the first name, plus the names of their children, the names of their dogs. It's what we do.
I'm laughing because of a show that I watched that, they know the names of children and close family relatives too, but that's a different
story. They bring the family. Well, yeah. But, yeah. People are happy when they graduate and they bring the family by. We have barbecues. It's a good time.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Right on. It sounds like a really close-knit family.
It is.
Family educational relationship. Perfect.
They're going to enjoy it. They're doing.
Sounds like it. Jeff, thanks for being here. It wasn't as hard as you thought, is it?
No, you made it very easy. Thank you, Paul.
Well, you're welcome. And it went by fast too.
Is it over already?
Yeah, it's over already.
Dang, let's do another hour.
We'll have you back on the show for sure.
Thank you.
How things are going in the fall.
Appreciate it.
All right, back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie. Speak Out Will continue. Stay with us. All right. Hi, welcome back to Speak Out. Folks, have a safe, happy, and healthy Memorial Day weekend. And remember those who have fallen for our freedoms out there on this Memorial Day weekend. Especially remember the service members. Thank a veteran if you can. I'm Paul Lavoie, living the dream in Lake Havasu City. We will be dark on Monday. I'll see you on Tuesday. Stay safe out there.